Hello everyone. Welcome to our meeting today. We are going to be talking with a seafarer ahead of tomorrow's Seafarers Day. We know seafarers have been celebrated. The International Maritime Organization has going to call for seafarers as key workers considering the lockdown. So right now we have Uche. Uche, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, beautiful. It's nice to see you this morning. Like I was trying to introduce. Good. We're having Uche Okoronkwo. She's a third engineer. So Uche has been on board a vessel in the last 4 months. Uche has not been able to disembark as a result of the lockdown occasioned by COVID-19 pandemic. But then I can see Uche is looking bright. So maybe it is not as we think. Uche, what's the secret to this? It's not as we think. You're looking all plump and beautiful.
My God.
What has the experience been like?
Okay. Of course, this is a global pandemic that no one saw coming. We didn't believe it would hit this hard. And we all came on board. I came on board planning to disembark by April. In a week's time, I'll be 5 months on board. And quite frankly, we all this wave would slowly pass over. And maximum by May, we would be home with our families and also our friends will also be back on board. But this pandemic kept going on, kept going stronger. The numbers kept hitting all new highs.
How have you and the rest of the crew, how have you been coping?
Yes.
What has been your everyday life? And then my particular interest really is to look at how being in a confined environment can impact on the wellness of seafarers. I'm talking of mental wellness. Yes, how has it been in that regard?
So, all right. Of course, everybody has long overstayed their contracts. At first, it was really bad. You know, we kept getting apprehensive. We were all nervous, wondering what's going on. When are we going to go home? There was lockdown. And after each lockdown, we kept getting extended. And, you know, we obviously knew that the company was having issues carrying out crew change. Naturally, everybody was worried, and we had all new rules, you know, social distancing on board, which I have said severally is quite difficult because we're a close-knit family and we work as a team. So it was difficult to actually, you know, carry out social distancing. I always used to joke and say that I never thought there would be a day when being safe would be not holding your handrails. It's very important to hold your handrails on a vessel, especially when it's rolling. And I never thought there would come a day when holding my handrails would put me at risk of the virus. So we were all worried. For a long time, we've been here. Naturally, people want to go back to their families. We try to boost our morale. Well, what I do for myself personally is I just try to wake up every morning and imagine that I just came on board last week. That's just the only way for me to get through the day. And I think that's what a lot of us are doing, because honestly, if for a moment, you know, you need to be very alert, you know, as sailors, engineers or navigators. And every time, anytime you become complacent, then an accident occurs.
You know, we're talking about social distancing and trying not to hold the railings on board, which should be a safety measure. So, what things have you people been doing together to keep yourself alert, well, as in recreation, outside work? We know we are trying to look at things that seafarers could do to keep mental health. So, what things have you been doing on board this 4 months, at least to keep well?
Yes. First of all, we all try to talk to our families every day, at least know what's happening at home. Luckily for us, we're not at sea, unlike our colleagues. We have access to internet and we can make calls and chat and all whatnot. So at least we stay in touch with our family. That's very important. Secondly, on board, sometimes you have like a cookout or some people call like a barbecue, you know, just to sit out and talk. And we have a gym, you could go out there and exercise. We have a heli deck, you could go out and walk around it, you know, and we try and stay in units, not so close to each other, at least 2 meters of, I don't know, the social distancing thing, yes. But we don't try to stay so close to each other, and we try to discuss and gist, you know, and unwind, you know, after the day's work, probably in the evening. So yes, we try to keep our morale high, that's what I would say, by doing that. This hasn't worked for some other people. I've heard about cases where seafarers have committed suicide already in other countries. It's becoming very alarming, you know. Some people cannot cope with this pressure. There's nothing you can do when they're tired to get them back to their initial state of mind. I think right now we're in a red zone for a lot of seafarers who cannot cross over and come back to where they were before. So it is very important. This is a plea. It is very important for Black countries and companies to work together to ensure that seafarers go home. And most importantly, those that are home, of which I believe 90% not getting paid while they are at home, to also come back. So we can at least try and maintain a normalcy in this industry, because truly speaking, we are essential to, you know, to the growth of the economy. And as such, we should be treated as important people. So okay. It's necessary.
Okay, fine. Now for you, I know very well that you're the only female on board.
That's correct.
So what has been your coping skills? How have you been managing?
I try and get along with my team. You know, most importantly, I always say most importantly with my engine room team, they're like the closest unit to me. Yeah. And I really need to give thumbs up to all of them. They've been very professional. I can't say so much for some females in other places who've been complaining. These ones have been very professional. And, you know, we just work, you know, as a team, as a family. I get to talk to them. I get to, you know, play games with them sometimes. And this helps me to not dwell on the fact, you know, that I'm all alone. A female here. I think sometimes they even see me as a man, which helps me also, because they always tell me, you're a seaman, Uche, you're not a seawoman. So I start laughing, you know, and you know, that idea, you know, it keeps you going like, oh, okay, this person are my guy, sort of.
Good.
And at least it keeps my morale high.
Okay, fine. Now, if you look at yourself and other members, the crew,
yeah.
You want to judge from a layman's eyes or viewpoint. Are you guys fine? Are you okay? Do you see any person wanting or needing rather a talk beyond the ordinary talk, probably getting a psychologist to talk with them, to prep them up and sustain their mental alertness?
I think it is important. I remember going on a course one time in India, and at the end of the course, one of the tenets of that course was including a psychologist to speak to me to try and gauge how my time on board has been, my responses to situations, and how I can manage, you know, the people under me. And it helped me a lot. And I think it's actually very good for us to have a counselor or sort of. Some people who try to shy away from a psychologist, shrinks, like we call them. But at least we need to have someone to talk to about certain issues. It's not very common in Nigeria, I must say. So a lot of people might want to shy away from it, but it's important. I think it's very important, you know, for that to be included the welfare of seafarers, yes.
Okay, good. So now, Uche, how soon are you looking at to coming back home?
I hope probably by the end of this month, from what the office is saying. I believe they are putting things in place to ensure that we all go home before we lose our minds. So hopefully by the end. By the end of this week. Amen. Okay. Amen to that.
Very great. So we are here wishing you a very beautiful day of the seafarers. Thank you so much, Uche, for talking with us.